If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
What up, what up? It's Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you with another IDP video for you IDP savants. If it's your first time here, hit that subscribe button because I'm bringing you IDP content every single week. And you know that there's like nobody else on YouTube doing this. So hit that subscribe. We are going to be talking about the linebackers, the defensive linemen, and the DBs. I really only talk about guys that say they're 5% rostered or less on Yahoo redraft leagues. So if you have better options than what I'm giving you right now, just make sure you leave a comment or go join the community at 420crew.com. Get join as a paid member so you can get access to the group chats and everything, because not all IDP leagues are created equal. And the people who might be looking for this video, so if you have options that are better than what I'm giving you, drop it in as a comment. I'll let you know who to pick up. Let's get down to business. Now, here was a guy that I told you to pick up last week, Deion Henley. I hope you listened because he threw down 26 points in IDP 1-2-3 scoring. He's only 4% rostered. He is readily available. Look what he does. He goes out there and proves me right once again. So go pick him up if he didn't yet.
Pick him up!
They've already had their bye week, so that's a huge plus right now. Next man up, Mr. Jack Gibbons from the Tennessee Titans. I know what you're going to say. Hey, isn't Jerome Baker over there? Didn't he just go get traded? Yes, he is. And Kenneth Murray is still over there. And they still have three linebackers that run 100% of the snaps. And Jack Gibbons, he's been handling biz, 27 points. This past week is mostly off the tackles. He did mix in a half a sack. But someone moving forward who I would definitely be trying to add to the roster if you are in a deeper league. He's 0% rostered right now. You guys are in super shallow leagues. You're not going to be diving this far down. They've already had their bye week, though. That is such a huge advantage right now when you can pick up someone knowing that you could just ride them for a few weeks. Pause, but he's someone that you can do that with. I got another Tennessee Titans linebacker here. If you play on sleeper, you could plug him in as a DL. A little cheat code for you. Arden Key. Is it a coincidence that when you have a bad offense, your defenders do good? No, it's not. As long as the Tennessee Titans have a subpar offense, their defenders are going to be on the field a lot. And Arden Key, his snap percentage has been rising over the last 3 weeks while he's also been killing it. No less than 16 points in any of the games over the last 3 weeks. Been getting after the quarterback. Got the Chargers and Minnesota coming up. I say you go pick him up.
Pick him up!
And I say you fire him up.
All right, all right, all right. Fire him up!
Now this next guy, he's not a pick 'em up. It's more of like a public service announcement because we've been riding Justin Strnad really hard over the last couple weeks. Big, big pause. Quan Alexander, ever since he came back, his snap percentage has been going up and Strnad's has been going down and down and down. He actually only played 25% of the snaps this week. So this is my public service announcement to you guys. Bench until further notice. If you're in redraft, you could probably just drop them. Dynasty, you don't want to drop them. We just tuck them in on the bench. But for redraft, sorry to say, he's droppable now. All right, Jelani Tavai from the Patriots. Another guy that the team that he's on, that his offense isn't necessarily the best, so he's on the field a bunch. Gets a lot of tackles. Doesn't always get a lot of forced fumbles or interceptions or anything like that. So a lot of times he's kind of just hovering around like, I don't know, 8 to 14 points, you know, give or take. But he's still in the mix a lot, gets a lot of tackles. He's always on the field. Had 11 total tackles this past week. 6 of them were solo. So if you are hurting or if you just need more depth, go pick him up.
Pick them up.
They got their bye week in week 14, so you still got a handful of weeks that you can use them before he even has to go on bye. Last linebacker to talk about, Mr. KJ Britt. We want to be monitoring his practice reports, but assuming that he is going to be playing, he's just someone who gets a shitload of tackles, you know, and what do we want out of our linebacker? Someone who tackles the running back all the time. 19 total tackles just over his last 2 weeks, double-digit points over the last couple weeks. They got their bye coming up in week 11, but he's someone that can provide you some awesome depth moving forward. So if he's available,
pick him up.
Oh yeah, let's do it. If you haven't subscribed, hit that subscribe button. We're still talking about the defensive linemen, and we are still going to be talking about the defensive backs. Let's go. All right, we made it over to the defensive linemen, and the first guy that I'm going to talk about here is Mr. Josh. Don't you love it when you sweat?
Don't you feel like a pony when you sweat?
From the Eagles. And they got the Cowboys this week. There's probably going to be no Dak. Their line is all banged up. Can't run for nothing. This is going to be a good pickup and start if he's available in your league. He's pretty much available everywhere. He's been doing so bad in the beginning of the season. He is readily available now. And Cowboys, Washington, they give up a lot of sacks. So I say that these are two primo matchups coming up. So I don't know if you like to sweat or not, but I'd go pick up Josh. Don't you love it when you sweat?
Like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
The next two guys I mentioned here are going to be coming from the same team. Not necessarily the best matchup because Brock Purdy doesn't take a bunch of sacks, but V for the Bucks. Man, has he been killing it over the last couple weeks. Really, since week 4, he only has one bad game, and that was week 7 versus Baltimore. And for the longest time, Lamar had like the least amount of sacks out of any quarterback. Vita Vey killed it versus Patrick Mahomes yesterday. Had 2 sacks, but 10 total tackles as well. 7 of them solo. Whew. We love that out of defensive linemen. So if Vita Vey is available, I know he's got the bye in week 11, but I'd still go pick him up.
Pick him up!
Been on fire. Now the other guy from the Bucks, Mr. Kalijah, yes, I can see.
Yes, I can!
He has been killing it over the last 4 weeks versus Atlanta. He only had 7 points, but outside of that, 3 out of the last 4 weeks in double-digit points. And this past week, he also had 2 sacks on Mahomes, 23 total points. Played damn near all the snaps. We got to love it. So if you are hurting,
pick him up.
Go do it. He's only like 1% rostered. You've seen this guy on the list before. It's an oldie but a goodie.
What we gonna do right here is go back.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Way back into time.
Calais Campbell. Yeah. 3 out of the last 3 weeks. Double-digit points, you gotta love it. And he's playing like 60 to 75% of the snaps, so not an insane amount, but he's always in there when it really counts. And he's getting a lot of the tackles like as well. Not only can he get after the quarterback, he's getting tackles as well in the run game, and that's what's keeping his floor extra high. So if he is there, which he is,
pick him up.
Do it. They've already had their bye. My last D lineman to talk about from the Texans, Mr. DeNico Autry. He's only been back for 3 games. getting his feet wet in the first couple games, kills it, gets 60% of the snaps in week 9 versus the Jets, has 2 sacks and has 24 total points. Got Detroit and the Cowboys coming over the next couple weeks. If he starts going up any higher in snap percentage, we're going to love it. He already got the second most snaps out of any of the defensive ends, and I feel like it can just keep rising and rising. Let's get him to 70%. Let's get him to 75% of the snaps. I know he's old, but he can get after the quarterback just as well. All right, there you have it for the DLs. Let's get into the DBs. All righty, for those of you who might play in some deeper leagues, AJ Terrell's only rostered in 2% of leagues. That is the cornerback for the Falcons. They're number one. He always goes after the best target on the opposing team. So what does that lead to for him? Usually a lot of tackles. He's had no less than 14 points over the last 4 weeks. 2 weeks ago, he had 22 points. This past week, 9 tackles, 5 of them solo. Only 14 points, but that's not that bad. He didn't fluke anybody with that 14 points. So if you want someone who's like a model of consistency, AJ Terrell is that guy for sure. We mostly try to go after the safeties, more specifically the box safeties or the strong safeties. But guys like AJ Terrell, you can't deny it if they're getting thrown at that much and they're making that many tackles. Going to get a guy on your radar right now, a cornerback from the Steelers, Beanie Bishop Jr. He's a rook. Had the bye in week 9, 17 and 31 points the 2 weeks before that. He's their nickelback over there. Gets a bunch of tackles. And if there's one type of cornerback that we traditionally like to roster, it is going to be the nickelback, because kind of like a hybrid linebacker when you think about it, getting a lot of tackles over the middle of the field. And he's on the field for 80%+ of the snaps as well. So if you need to dive real, real deep for a DB, go ahead and get double B. Beanie Bishop. Here's one more Atlanta Falcons cornerback that you should go pick up. Mr. D. Alford, 21 points against the Cowboys this past week. Just gets a whole bunch of tackles, and that's what we love. We don't want guys who are getting like fluky interceptions and they have a great 20-point week 1 week, and then it's like only single digits like after that. 3 out of the last 4 weeks, this dude's put up at least double-digit points. And the game that he didn't was against Tampa. So someone who you need to go pick up.
Pick him up!
If you need some consistency in your lineup. Because the Falcons keep scoring. So what are the teams playing against them going to have to do? They're going to keep throwing to try to keep pace. 2 more guys to talk about here. This one seems like a blast from the past. Mr. Jeremy Chinn. He gets a lot of tackles, but he's gone in and out of waves of like not doing that good and doing good. The reason why I think that he might do a little bit better moving forward is now with the addition of Marshawn Lattimore over there, I feel like more teams are going to be not going to Benjamin St. Just. Like now he's not going to be the number one like anymore. They're probably going to be going a little bit more to the other side of the field, or maybe even more over the middle of the field where Jeremy Chinn thrives. So if you need, this is more of a speculative ad, but he has been solid. He's amongst the top 20 or 25 DBs over the last 4 weeks in scoring. So he has been doing like pretty solid, but it sucks when you see like the last 4 games, he has 2 single digit games in there as well. Cause we want to bring guys who are getting like 10+ points like every game, but Jeremy Chinn, just throw him on the radar. I think good things are coming for him. And here is my last guy to get on your radar. Nobody even knows about this guy. So don't tell anybody.
But don't tell nobody.
Until the last 2 games, he was nothing. Rookie, though, Damani Richardson from the Carolina Panthers. And boy, do we love our IDP players when they play on a team where the offense is pretty sketchy. Over the last 2 weeks, 18 points and 23 points, double-digit tackles in each of these games. 11 2 weeks ago, 12 this past week. 7 solo and 8 solo in the last 2 games, killing it. Playing 100% of snaps as well. It was only over the last 2 games. Nick Scott, he's out. Damani Richardson, he's in. It's him and Xavier Woods back there.
Esco, give it to you.
So if he's available, and he is, go pick him up.
Pick him up!
And do yourself a favor and fire him up.
All right, all right, all right, fire him up!
And there you have it. We made it all the way to the end of the IDP video. I hope you IDP savants appreciate it. If you appreciate it, I want to see a comment. Fuck team defense. FTD. Throw it in the comments. Then I know that you're watching all the way until the end. Now, I got to remind everybody, unlike most fantasy content creators who after week 17, they're going to go take a vacation. They're going to go brag about whatever they did for the year. The grind continues for me because fantasy seasons end in week 17, or if you're in crazy leagues, week 18. But for me, right after week 18, and for all of us who are going to be joining these leagues, I host leagues for the NFL playoffs. Oh, yeah, and it is going to be awesome. And most of them include IDP. There's only a few that don't include IDP. $20, $35, $55 buy-in options. Super fun. Go join the community on Patreon so you can be in the loop. It's 420crew.com. You can join for free and you'll be able to stay in the loop. If you want to show some support for one of the only guys bringing you IDP content on the internet, make sure you join as a paid member. I appreciate you. I got no corporate sponsorship, so anything you guys do helps the cause and helps this grow and helps me bring more IDP content to you guys. So do me a favor, rinse and repeat, because you know I'm bringing the heat. Click on one of the videos that are popping up right now, all the offensive positions. Go ahead and do it, and we'll see you next time.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.